Looks like your scoring was pretty well balanced between your team. Who stood out? Who had good weekends this weekend?
Oh, boy, that's a tough question. And you're right. Besides the first game where Thomas Durkin had 30, just had an outstanding ball game all the way around, we really had five, six guys contribute points each game. So it's hard to say something about individual kids, but I was real happy with just the performance of everybody. Everybody stepped up really on both ends. And we got contributions from, you know, we brought nine kids up there, and all nine had something to say about the tournament, you know, how we did. So that makes it hard for teams to guard us because if they try to concentrate on our perimeter players, our bigs did well. And if they try to double down on our post players, our perimeter guys got good looks at the basket. And, you know, I mean, defensively, you know, we were able to put pressure on people but then protect the rim. So just great basketball by a lot of guys.
Looking ahead, what do you got coming up? What's next for you guys?
Oh, geez. Well, I guess we're really – I knew going into the tournament, you know, the teams that we played at the 2A level were going to be some of the better competition or better teams around the state. And within our own conference, Haynes is playing excellent right now in Metlakatla. Traditionally, just – I mean, they always play well. So we go there. We go to Haynes this weekend and then down to Metlakatla next weekend. So we'll really be able to tell where we're at within our own conference – to go on the road against the, you know, preseason top two teams, I guess, play them on the road, and we'll be able to tell where we're at.
Yeah, a note to yourself. I did see that on the website of Thomas Durkin.
Yeah, Thomas Durkin was selected. They have some really nice awards up there that are based on really the whole person, not just on the basketball court. And Thomas was selected as the student athlete of the boy side of the tournament. To qualify for it, you have to have the highest GPA on your team, and then they take those six kids, and then the tournament directors, and they have a panel of people who kind of watch the games, and then they look at your leadership skills and how you interact with people on and off the court and carry yourselves and, you know, talk to the coaches a little bit. And so Thomas has awesome for him to get recognized for not only for his play on the court, but for the student that he is in our school, but then also the leadership skills that he has shown, you know, all season long for us.
Okay, so four games, four losses for you. Tell me about the games. Were they different style between the different opponents? Or?
Oh, definitely different. We played teams that pressed us for 32 minutes. We played teams that slowed the game down, kind of combinations of both. Play teams that play real aggressive defense, teams that just kind of sat back and forced you to work to get shots. So from that experience, or from that point, it was a great experience for us because we got to see so many different styles this weekend.
I know you're probably hoping to come out of there with at least one win. Are your thoughts overall on the four losses, though?
I was happy with the way that we played. Those are five of the other best teams in the state. So I think that our growth and the fact that we were competitive with everybody, we looked really good in stretches of the game. For us, it's just going to be developing a consistency for 32 minutes of the way that we want to play.
Looked like you were missing a key player or two.
Yeah, we were missing a couple, but the kids that were up there did a great job. They battled hard. We had good balance scoring. We competed with everybody that we played against. And so for the kids that were up there, they did a great job.
Okay. And anyone you want to highlight individually?
Well, Megan Parker received an outstanding Servant Leader Award for all of the great things that she does in our community. So we're really happy and proud for that. Adriana Stowe and a couple of the boys created a letter A for us. That will be displayed throughout the state of Alaska as part of a We Are Alaskan theme. And so it should be traveling all over the state. And her and her mom spent hours and hours and hours painting that and received a ton of good comments about that.
Who were the boys that were involved in doing that with Adriana?
Thomas Durkin and Zephyr Whitethorn designed the letter A. And what was cool about it is we just gave them the basics of it. You know, we need a letter A. And then they decided that the A should have a Viking helmet on the top of it. So they came up with that on their own and designed it in the shop class and then cut it out.